was furious. So he requested, "Who has done this?" They told him that a Brahmana here. So he called for the Brahmana. The Brahmana came and the king inquired from him, "Why are you keeping Lord Jagannath naked? Lord Jagannath is Dwarkanath. He's a king. Say he should be dressed properly. Why is Lord Jagannath naked?" The Brahmana said, "Lord Jagannath is not Dwarkanath. He is Yashoda Nandana. When you loaded Lord Jagannath with all this ornament, how will he tend the cows in the forest? It's a burden. Therefore, I want my Jagannath to move very freely in the forest and tend his cows. So, I have dressed him in a befitting way." The king said, "No, Lord Jagannath is not a forest man. It's from a city. It's a king. He's the husband of Lakshmi Devi. Why are you keeping Lord Jagannath naked?" The Brahmana said, "Lord Jagannath is not the Lakshmi Nath. He is Gopinath." And they were arguing. Because two of them are devotees. Let us learn a lesson. The two of them are devotees. Because they are devotees, they could resolve their conflict very easily. They didn't start punching each other. They did not start serious argument. They did not start hating each other. They went to another Muni who was also staying there, and they requested him, "Please, listen to my complaint, and also listen to the Brahmana's complaint. Then give us your conclusion." The both of them, they gave their opinion about Lord Jagannath. The Muni said, "The king, your argument is correct. Brahmana, your argument is correct. Both of you are correct because you are doing your service. But I cannot tell who is superior. Therefore, I will request that a Brahmana, if you stay here with me for a few days, let me consult with Lord Jagannath. And then I'll give you the conclusion." So the room was set for the Brahmana. The Brahmana was staying with this Muni. So when it was time for prasadam, he brought prasadam for the Brahmana. The Brahmana, he closed his eyes and he started reciting the prayer. After the recitation of the prayers, the prasadam disappeared. The Brahmana, "So, today my Lord Jagannath does not want me to eat, so I shall fast. The next day, the same thing happened. The third day, the same thing happened. So the Brahmana became furious. So he said, "Whoever is taking my prasad, I don't mind to fast, but I would like to see the person." But nobody came. So one day, the Brahmana, he decided not to close his eyes. He was reciting the prayer, but he didn't close his eyes. Then he saw an elderly Brahmana. He came. And he was taking his prasadam. The Brahmana said, "My dear, please, can you tell me who you are?" The older Brahmana did not say anything, but he was taking the prasadam away. As he was taking the prasadam, the younger Brahmana followed him. The older Brahmana started to run. The younger one started following him also. Say, I am not against you are taking my prasadam, but I want to know who you are. But because he was an elder Brahmana, he was skinny and no strength. As he was running, he fell and hit his head on the floor. He died. The younger Brahmana became very disturbed. He said, because of me, this Brahmana died. Therefore, for me to atone for killing a Brahmana, I should die myself. So he made a fire, cremated the Brahmana, and he was about entering to the fire himself. And from the fire, a very wonderful personality came out. And he said, why do you want to kill yourself? I have been performing this person with you. So, do not worry. So he called for this Brahmana and sat him on his lap. Meanwhile, the Kshatriya king, Chota Gangadas, was watching the drama. He came out. And he said, my dear Lord, I am also your devotee. Therefore, can you also help me? So the personage who came out was Lord Jagannath. And he also sat him on his left, on the right hand side. So he told the king, for you, you should dress me opulently once in a month. You Brahmana, you should dress me every day with your bhakti. Your bhakti is superior. So for every day, I would like to receive your dress. Kshatriya, you should dress me once in a month like a king. So if you have visited Lord Jagannath, the Jagannath Puri, you will see the last dressing every night. It's a simple dressing made of flowers, tulsi leaves. And Lord Jagannath comes every the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani comes to Jagannath Puri every evening to have pastimes with Lord Jagannath. So from this story, it is easy for us to understand the super excellent quality of bhakti. And that location is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javanyasmi charta tataha. And Kunti Devi, Devahuti, in the third canto of Bhagavatam, she confirmed the treatment of Lord Krishna. And she went further to say, Ahobata swapata tu gariyan yatjuhagri namatu dyam tepu tapaste juhu sastu arya. Swapacha has become an arya. Swapacha, a dog eater. A dog eater, one who is born in a low class family, has become too gariyan, worshipable. Why? Jajuhagri namatu dyam. Because on the tongue of the Swapacha, the holy name of Lord Krishna is dancing. Therefore, one who is constantly chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, Devahuti said, this personality has, in his or her previous lives, perform all the jagyas, necessary jacket has been performed. He has traveled to all the holy places in the world, and he has taken part in all the holy rituals. For this lifetime, he or she can chant the holy name constantly. So Lord Jagannath, his personality is to create opportunity for us to chant the holy name. Lord Jagannath is a condensed Lord Jagannath is a condensed static form of Srimati Rani feeling separation from Krishna, or Krishna feeling the separation from Srimati Rani. That form manifested Lord Jagannath. So while we are pulling Lord Jagannath, it is very necessary for us to meditate that our barren heart is now drawing Lord Jagannath back into the heart. Not just a festival for entertaining our senses, but a festival to return Lord Jagannath back to our hearts. Gopis, he went to Kurukshetra and they met Lord Krishna. Srimati Rani, although she saw Lord Krishna, she was not happy. And then she composed a song. He heard the same Srimati Rani and he heard the same Lord Krishna, but I am not feeling the pleasure of Krishna Prema Bhakti. Therefore, let us go back to Vrindavan. So, Ratha Yatra is a festival to return Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan, our hearts. So we thank all of you for participating, and we pray that Lord Jagannath will give us a blessing so we can worship him properly. Hare Krishna. Jagannath Swami Ki.